Welcome, everybody. This is Then and Now. I'm Brad Sham, and we are delighted and honored to be sitting down with the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, Rain Dakota Prescott. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Who calls you Rain?
Just you. That moment right there.
Did your mom ever say Rain?
No, my mom didn't. My mom basically gave me the name Dak as well. So growing up, I was really called Dakota throughout school. Friends and people that knew me, family would all call me Dak. So Rain kind of was a back burner name unless you really knew who I was.
I mean, it's on the birth certificate. It must be there for a reason. Must mean something.
No, I mean, I love the name. When I was younger, it was often mispronounced as Rainy or Ryan or things like that.
Because for people who haven't seen it in writing, it's R-A-Y-N-E.
So early in school, it was one of those deals when they would call it Rainy and you'd be in P.E. and the coach, that may be a girl name, and you try to duck your head and you don't want to tell people it's you. So,
What did she call you when she was mad at you?
I mean, she just called me Dak. I mean, it was just her tone of voice that you knew when she was mad. She didn't necessarily have to pull out the full name. It was just the normal way to say Dak and then the tone that she added when I was in trouble.
I have long maintained that as difficult as it is to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, I think there are a few franchises, and this one for me is at the head of the list, where it's harder. There's more attention, there's more to live up to in the background and all that. Fortunately for you, you went to school, literally, to be ready. You studied for this. So I want you to tell people, you had a redshirt year at Mississippi State.
Right.
And you was your undergraduate degree in 3 years or in four?
I got it in basically three.
Educational psychology, is
yes,
that right?
Exactly, educational psychology. I started off my undergrad, my major in business law. But being graduating high school early, being 17 years old, first semester, in college away from home studying business law. And because I went early, I didn't get all the extra credit classes. So I went straight into business law and kind of got intimidated out of that. And then further went on and found psychology and just fell in love with it, found how it helped me relate to my teammates. It helped me just with leading and being a better leader within the game of football, and I just fell in love with it.
And then I like to read this out of the book because Joe Trahan and Rich Dalrymple and Scott Agolnik and Dave Abruzzi went to the trouble of writing this book, so sometimes I think the words ought to get mentioned. This is the Cowboys Media Guide, and it says that in 2015 you got your master's degree in workforce leadership. Please discuss, when did you become aware that there was such a thing?
I became aware when I finished my undergrad and still had and decided to come back for my senior year. So at that time it was, should I go and try to minor in something else, maybe try to pick up another major and get some credits to it, or should I go into my master's degree? And once I was told about this this master's and that I had 10 courses and that I'd have a chance of finishing if I loaded up one of the semesters, so I said, I want to take on that challenge. That was some part of the reason I graduated high school early, was to try to get a chance to work on my master's or to further my education. So at that moment, I found out about workforce leadership, and it was just fitting.
So you loaded up one of the semesters. Which semester?
My last semester, my last fall semester. So I took three grad school classes in my first spring.
Wait, your last fall semester?
Yeah, my last season of playing.
In that semester, while you were playing at Mississippi State, you were also loading up on
taking four
grad school classes.
Yep, took three in the spring.
Nuts? How hard was that?
It was definitely hard. But the way I had it set up, the way I did it with football, is we have our off day, and I basically dedicated that off day to that. So, I mean, knowing the grad school program, the way it works, a bunch of researches and a bunch of papers. So, therefore, I could do most of that busy work in one day and knock a good bit of it out, where if not, I could push it back to a day that we weren't as loaded up on football as much. So, I mean, it wasn't easy by any means, but fortunately enough, I had a lot of experience, I guess, in workforce leadership that I was able to relate and pick up on.
Yeah, you were like doing it.
I was able to pick up and learn some of the things pretty fast and be able to write papers and things from just encounters.
And when you get the reins of this team, it probably would have happened at some point, but it happened when it happened, and it happened the way it happened? Have there been things, and you can apply this also, it would have to be retrospectively when you were starting Mississippi State. Have you encountered situations where you said, oh, I know how to handle this. I went to school for this. I got a degree in this. Yes and no?
Yes and no, both ways. Obviously, a lot of things that happen on the football field or within the locker room or in this business, the book doesn't necessarily teach those things. But
can you give me three examples?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't necessarily, even though it's workforce leadership, it's more talking in the work, in an office building or in certain things like that. But what it does allow you to relate to is just how to be a leader and how to structure yourself and how to structure how you go about leading others. So that's the part that you can take from the book is how do you relate to somebody where somebody's went through something already and it's an experience. You can relate back to that experience so it resonates with them better versus somebody who hasn't. You have to find a different way of getting to know them. And that's what it talks about a lot is getting to know the people that you're leading so you know how to relate to them, how to motivate them, how to pull different things that fit their personality.
But my guess is before you were taking those grad school classes at Mississippi State, you probably were already doing that.
Right.
Right? As a quarterback, you kind of have to. So is it oversimplifying it to say it's one of the reasons that you were so prepared?
I definitely say it helped. No doubt about it, it definitely helped. It gave me a lot of confidence to know, hey, you kind of went to school for this. You've got an education to somewhat fall back on that actually is helping your dream, helping you in your workforce to be a leader, to have to step up at such an early age when it was so unexpected. So, I mean, it's definitely a little reliever for my confidence to know that I actually went to school and had some things that I could fall back on.
So this, as people listening to this know, this is then and now, and when you are, I've said this with a couple of guys, but when you're talking to someone as young as you are and as early in your professional career, there's a little less then. you have to kind of go back. And I think that in your case, because you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, people probably know more about your family history than would be the case about 99% of the professional athletes. So let me just go back a little bit further and try to get to something that maybe people don't know quite as much about. What's your earliest memory of something that happened, could be sports related or not, that you would maybe look back on and say, okay, I see what path I was on. I knew what I wanted to do even though I couldn't give it a name then. Was there something when you were 10 years old that you, if you look back and say, okay, that makes sense for to 24-year-old Dak?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, just referring to the game of football, I give credit to my older brothers all the time because I didn't get to play flag football because I was already playing tackle football with my brothers back in the yard. So my mom didn't sign me up to play until we were actually playing tackle, which was, I want to say, I was 8 years old. So at that moment, when I was that age and I started playing with guys my size, I knew there was a chance at it. And I already loved the game of football. I spent so much time with it. Football's always given me such peace and just...
peace, that's interesting. Tell me about that, please.
Yeah, it's always just giving me a peace. Take my mind away from everything that's happening. As a kid, it was more so just fun. You're just getting out there, you're playing football with your friends, you're wanting to make these catches, make these throws, make these runs. But as you get older and there's so much that goes into the game, you simply block out everything outside of the field because there's so much that you have to think about, especially at the quarterback position, that if 1 second you get off focus and you're thinking about something outside of the game or outside of the lines, you're going to be slow and you're going to be behind. So the game has always given me peace and such times of adversity I've been through, losing my mom, different things off the field, that anytime I get the football in my hands and I get on the field, it just all comes together. And I know that the game of football has always been a true love, and it's something my mom would say, I eat, sleep, and breathe football. I've always loved it and always had such a dream to do what I'm doing. But I'll never forget going to my brother's first varsity football game and just being blown away by the lines painted, the field painted, seeing the two teams coming out. So if he was a sophomore
in high school,
he was a sophomore in high school, so he's 6 years older than me. I guess I was middle schoolish or so,
okay,
heading into middle school. But
Never. So you walk out and the lines are painted and...
The teams come out, and we're the Buccaneers at the time, so we're uniforms like Tampa Bay Buccaneers, playing a team that looks like the Green Bay Packers, and I just have such a vivid memory of just being blown away and just being at awe, and my mom just laughing because I couldn't take my eyes off of what I saw. And I think that just right then was a moment that I'll never forget because I wanted to be there. I wanted to be playing right there, and I couldn't wait till I got that chance to play football just for the high school team. And I knew that love and that dream of wanting to do that would only carry and go further and further.
Does that, when you're playing, that kind of being able to immerse yourself in it to be able to block out whatever it is that is not pleasant for you in your life at the moment, does that continue to happen? Is that get harder or easier in the NFL?
I think it gets easier, and simply because there's more stuff that happens outside the lines. That it's not something that I have to necessarily try when I step on this field to try to block out all those things. It just happens naturally. So as you get older and as you encounter more adversity, if you encounter more hate or more whatever you want to call it off the field, the thing
Which
I want
to suggest to me that you must be encountering some of that.
A little here and there. So, I mean, for me, it's almost give me a ball and let me get on the field to escape that. And so that's what watching film, that's what playing the game, being around my teammates does for me. And as you said, I mean, as I've only known, as you said, a lot comes when you play the quarterback position in the NFL, and it's a lot different when you play for the Dallas Cowboys. So you deal with a lot of stuff outside the lines. But it's always been so easy for me once I step in them to block all that and know my reason for being on the field.
So much so that you can even be picking up a piece of paper trash sitting on the bench and throw it in the trash can, and it goes viral. People think that's a thing. What's the sloppiest thing about you? If we walked into your bedroom or your closet, would we find socks on the floor? What would we find?
Yeah, you'd probably find shoes everywhere. At home, it's my closet. I have a shoe overload, so sometimes there's not a place for the shoes to go. So there's some in my floor in my bedroom. There's some on the floor in my closet. But clothes and all that stuff I usually put away. But shoes, I take them off and I leave them there, and then I'll put on a different pair of shoes that I get from the top row of my closet or something, and they end up on the floor the next day. So
I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that you weren't perfect. What's besides winning a championship? I know we're short on time. This will be the last question for now. Besides winning a championship, what do you envision as the thing in your profession that makes you happiest, gives you the most satisfaction?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that I want to do. It's hard for me to just think one thing and say, if this happens, then it was a success. So as you said, win a championship, win multiple championships, be the best player I can be for this team, for this organization, and then do a lot using my platform off the field. I just truly hope when I hang up the cleats and I retire, or one day that I'm gone, that people say he was an outstanding football player, but a better person than he was a player.
Will you come back and do this again when we have a little more then?
Of course.
Dak Prescott, thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
On Then and Now, I'm Brad Sham.
Then and Now with Brad Sham is a production of Vocal. For more information and more programming, please visit vocalnow.com. That's VOKALnow.com.